tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features...
ABC News, I'm Tom Revers. A deadly storm system hammering the eastern half of the country. It's now moving off the coast and leaving behind a trail of damage.
In Maryland, heavy winds toppled 30 power poles in Westminster, trapping dozens of people in their cars. Everyone in the 34 cars rescued after the hours-long ordeal. The storms are blamed for more than 1 million power outages after tornado watches and warnings in 10 states.
ABC's Derek Dennis. At least two people were killed in the severe weather. Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles are off the job today. It's a 24-hour picket in demand of better pay for sanitation workers, traffic officers, and maintenance officials. New deadline today for those on both sides in the Trump indictment over the election results to propose dates and times for a pre-trial hearing, centers on the special counsel's request for a protective order. This is ABC News. New attacks by Russia and eastern Ukraine blamed for 7 more deaths. Dozens more are hurt after missiles hit apartment blocks, a hotel, and a restaurant. A second strike hit about 40 minutes after the first, injuring emergency workers. The Red Cross opening up for more blood donations. It's now following new guidance from the FDA and saying members of the LGBTQ community will no longer be automatically turned away. That policy had been in place amid fears over AIDS. Susan Forbes is with the group One Blood.
There were many, you know, gay and bisexual men who were unable to donate because of the previous policy. And it was very hard to, you know, to see them be turned away and not be able to donate when they wanted to be able to help.
President Biden today set to announce a new national monument around the Grand Canyon. It will preserve just over 1,500 square miles just outside Grand Canyon National Park. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over. over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Nina Blackwood. Good morning. Another beautiful morning downtown Green Bay, about 60 degrees out there. Yesterday was flawless. Today is going to be a little bit warm, but beautiful. Just got to love this weather.
Another good week.
Just a fantastic week.
I say that
week.
Monday, Tuesday.
It's, I know. We just always do, but it's the greatest summer we've ever had.
Absolutely.
And I think now that they've got a big way. Well, we can't talk to Wayne until we play his intro music.
We'll do that.
So Wayne, sit there silently.
So Wayne is here, and he, of course, is our, we called him the beat reporter initially.
Right.
B-E-E-T. But what's that?
Wayne, wait, we said don't, you can't talk.
No, Wayne, you can't talk yet. This is Johnny's show. Wayne, you were here.
Jason, turn him down. Turn him off. Thank you.
You were here earlier. Didn't we all agree to be nice to John Mino, because he kind of shared a story with us all. Back in the day, Johnny had a little temper, and we're not going to get into that, but I moved my chair a little further away from the guy, just in case. Anyway, yes, Wayne is here. We're going to talk a little bit.
I just want to apologize to you.
For?
Because I realized you were, you and I are getting to be a little bit like a married couple in a short time. I'm in the break room, and I see that, I go,
yeah.
Jim!
It's yelling at me. It's like 5:30.
Did you leave this cream out all night?
I'm like, no, man.
No, I just made some coffee. I just took it out.
I got here.
Because it'll spoil, you know.
I got here on time, so.
Well, so John, I apologize for
all right, that's
that guy in the morning.
Okay.
Yes. Did you leave the cream out?
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry about that.
But we have a kind of a healthy day today, right?
Yes.
Our first guest is going to be awesome. He's not on yet. But,
and it's not you, Wayne, either, because we didn't play your intro music.
It's the second fittest man in the world.
Which kind of ticks me off.
I lost out
on that again.
This guy's incredible, and he's our age. John.
Are we going to have our contest say that Wayne wants us to have?
No, we're not. So Tom Famry is coming on, and he's a Norbert's guy. I know him, and...
Did he have air conditioning?
I will ask him. But right. That dude's in great shape. But he also said, I said, well, I'd like you to come on at 6:15. And he goes, that's usually my workout time, but you know, I'll change it for you guys. And I'm like, because we had to change our workout time too to do the show.
Yes.
You know, and I told him that's why we look like
right.
we do. It's amazing
yes.
how quickly it goes away.
But yes.
Anyway, this guy went down to Madison, and I you've seen it in the paper, and he's been on some other media outlets, but pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
to be
very
in
cool.
your 60s and be
absolutely.
The second fittest man right here from, and we'll get to talk to him a little bit about diet, eating, but I know him a little bit. I don't think he's a teetotaler, so we'll ask him. I mean, you can still be that fit and have a piece of pizza and have a beer.
Okay. Yeah,
and I want to talk to him about that, but I think it's more the dedication, the routine that he has. But anyway, he's coming out at 6:15, and then Wayne is here.
Hang on. Jason, go ahead.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the
Our
buzz?
Beekeeper.
Tell me
yes.
What's
Ladies and gentlemen, the top-ranked beekeeper in Suamico, Hobart, Abrams, Sobiski, Sobiski Corners, Hoffman Park, the entire west side of Brown County.
Where's Hoffman Park?
Hoffman Park, it's a little place, like if you're going to turn to go to Gillett.
Really?
Yeah. Never you know Hoffman Park is?
I thought that was in Chicago.
It's got like one bar. Can you turn, Jace, you can turn him on now. Hang on.
Okay, we'll let him on.
I'm here.
All right.
Jason's in charge of when you come on. Jason, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
All right. Oh, that didn't sound very fine.
Ooh, that's right.
He did not sound fine.
He's still shaking from Minel shaking his fist in the air saying, I'm going to kill someone with my bat.
Wow.
I'm still cowering over here.
We weren't going to go to that story.
Yes, but anyway,
we're not going to say why he was threatening.
By the way, thank you for the nice little cucumbers.
And the
honey.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's cucumber season, so you know I've got some recipes up on A-Frame Acres Facebook if you're wondering what to do with all those cukes.
I got to tell you something. So we got so many rabbits around our area that you can't grow anything normal, okay?
Good offense.
But do rabbits eat tomato plants?
Oh, yeah. They eat everything.
Okay. So I built some planter boxes so they're above, you know. So last night had the first tomatoes, and my dad grew the greatest tomatoes you'll ever see in your life, and I hated them. I just hated tomatoes. And the worst thing in the world, there are two phone calls at about 9:30 at night in the summer that I just dreaded. It'd be my dad at work. He'd be working at the mine, and he'd call me, and he'd say, hey, go pick me some night crawlers, or go cover the tomato plants. I used to hate that because you'd have a frost warning, you have to go and cover tomato plants.
Yeah.
So you get ruined. But anyway, all I'm saying is, so, and I still don't like tomatoes like from a store, but homegrown tomatoes are awesome. Had my first ones last night with a BLT.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
That's good.
Isn't that? Oh my goodness. Is there anything better than a BLT with a really good tomato?
And fresh lettuce. Yeah. That is really, really good. And good for you too, right, Wayne?
Oh, yeah. My dad used to walk around in the garden. He'd just go out there with a salt shaker.
I know. My dad did too. I couldn't eat a tomato that way. Can you?
No. I'm just starting to like tomatoes more. But
that's the way I am.
I didn't like tomatoes so much that all of a sudden got me in was like Bloody Marys when I started getting older. Then that kind of got me in.
Well, tomato juice. I love tomato juice.
No.
No, you don't like tomato juice either?
Nope.
But I mean, like in the middle of the winter, buying a tomato from, a store.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a homegrown like that.
Oh, it's awesome.
An entirely different taste.
Yep.
Yep.
We are having a party tonight, and we'll have...
you're having another party. About three times a week, you host party. Yeah, Wheels over there. It's like, who are we? What, really?
Some friends coming into
Thank
town
you, Wheels.
That we haven't seen, and we're having just four couples, so eight of us over. But
and you're cooking.
Yes, I do like to cook.
You're quite the Renaissance man.
I love entertaining at my house.
We're not part of that echelon.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Just, look,
you me and Wheels are just... We're going to have our own.
We can,
and we're just going to talk about it. Thank you, Wheels. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That's how we feel about you as far as hosting all these parties, bragging about them.
I'm not bragging
about them. And never inviting any of us.
I was going to tell you how I'm going to use tomatoes. I will, it slips my mind. You know what the garlic toast and then the
bruschetta.
Yeah, bruschetta.
Oh, love bruschetta.
That tonight.
And garlic?
Do
you still have his garlic?
Yeah.
That would be phenomenal in there.
I'll use that. And then I got some, I did go. We have.
Do you grow tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have a flower bed, so I got cilantro that we grow just on our deck.
What's cilantro?
Well, you sprinkle that on, right, Wayne?
Yeah, the cilantro.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Cilantro is like a Mexican, kind of a Mexican herb type of thing.
It's tacos. A season. Yeah. It's a great season. Okay. Everybody uses cilantro.
I have no idea what cilantro is.
Jason, cilantro.
Wheels, you know what cilantro is?
He's busy.
He doesn't want to. Right. He's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
We got our guests coming out. We got a lot of guests coming out today. We're gonna have a good show.
We have great guests coming out, and then I think we could talk about this week. We have a lot of great guests.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
but you know what? Something we got to talk. We don't have time to talk about it now. But I just saw the announcement of who the Packers are having for Stone Temple Pilots. Aren't they from like the mid '90s? Kind of rockish.
Sounds familiar.
I don't know anything about them.
I'm music illiterate, so I wouldn't.
Jason, you got our guy. Intro.
All right. We've had a lot of great guests on the last couple months. And as much as John and I, you would never know by looking at us, we are interested and concerned about health in our community, right? I mean, we've had Wayne on once in a while to talk about organic food. We promote farmers markets. We promote exercise. But here's a living example. This guy who a Norbert's guy, so I want to give a plug for that. Went to school. I've known him for years. Tom Famre entered the CrossFit competition and, last weekend, I think, went down to Madison to compete and is the second healthiest man in the world through the CrossFit promotion for age 60 to 64.
I used to do CrossFit.
You're right.
I did for a month.
Tom is our Maybe guest, two. And we're going to focus on him for the next 15 minutes. Tom, like, congratulations. That's unbelievable. Not really because I've known you, but that's amazing what you've done. And last night, just talk about a good luck charm, he threw out the first pitch at the Brewers game.
That's unbelievable.
So
that's phenomenal.
That was his another recognition. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. So tell us about your road to becoming the second healthiest man in the world.
Well, it started 9 years ago, 2014. I had lunch with a customer of mine. I'm a commercial banker.
Right.
And one of my customers and I had lunch, and she was looking very fit. And I had just got done with probably a decade of running marathons, and I, you know, achieved the goals I wanted to achieve running.
Join the
and
club.
Was looking, and was looking for something different.
Tam, I just want to say that you were running marathons. John was watching marathons.
I covered them.
Okay, yeah,
exactly,
he covered them.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. So you're talking to this very fit client, and after running marathons. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just mentioned that, hey, I'm looking for something, a new challenge, something fun to do. And she said, well, you should try this CrossFit thing. I had heard about it. My sons had been into it and watching it. And so I walked into CrossFit Green Bay here in September, like I said, in 2014. And I was very intimidated. You know, as they say, the old cliche is, you know, the toughest thing you can do is walk through the front door. And very nervous, very scared, intimidated. But I shouldn't have been, because my message today is really, like you said earlier, Jim, you know, being healthy is a really good thing. And it's a thing that helps you with everything in your life, happiness, et cetera. But I could tell early on that, hey, I'm pretty good at this. And I mean that in the most humble way, in that, you know, my whole life has been, you're good at this, Tom, but you're not great.
Yeah.
You're good at running, not great. You're good at football, you're not great. You're good at basketball, you're not great. But this sport of CrossFit rewards being good at everything because they test you in so many different disciplines. For example, last week at the CrossFit Games in Madison, you know, I had to run a 5K against my competition. That was one of the tests. Another test was Olympic lifts. I had to, it was your max snatch and your max clean and jerk. And then many other things that just kind of test your overall fitness.
Yeah.
And you don't know what these workouts are until you get there.
All right, Tom, the civic media, they make us take certain breaks. We got to pay some bills, but look, I want to continue this. You got to stick around. I want to talk about the I want to hear more about this. This is great stuff, and I think
you never asked me about my CrossFit experience.
It's crossbow.
Tom, I was really good at burpees. We'll be back,
Tom.
Right,
we're gonna be right back.
I hate burpees.
I'm ready.
Coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't
should come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair. Work should come with me to the Wisconsin. Great state of Wisconsin. State
There's
Fair.
Something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 83. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 85. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 81. 77, chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Good music, Wheels. Nicely done.
I'm sure Tom has heard this many, many times.
Many, many times. When I did GB basketball games, every arena we'd go to... Throughout the nation, they'd play this before the opening tip-off or whatever. And yes, the start of the game. But I still kind of get goosebumps. How about
you, Wade?
Get
workout little music.
This is... What was your favorite workout song?
I don't know.
When I was when I used to work out.
Oh, God. What was it? Relax. Was it In the Mood by Glenn Miller?
No. I had, everybody has their iPod. And I used to work out at Snap Fitness. Remember Snap Fitness?
Yeah.
Right. And I actually had some people, I think you should turn that down. Because I was doing one song by Eminem and Snoop Dogg. It was, there she is, shaking and on the floor, bumping right. and
well,
cool.
You remember the disc Walkmans where you had a disc guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Those right. things never worked. They right. never worked.
Well, what? That's painfully obvious. Hey, it never worked.
Dad is like, hey, you kids, quiet down.
We have a very important guest on the line, and this is the second fittest man in the world. I'm sitting next to two other people who are not.
Hey, you saw that picture of Wayne.
No, Wayne was.
When he was a bodybuilder.
Back to Tom. So Tom Famre, in 2014, was a marathon runner, was always in pretty good shape, and... wanted something a little bit more challenged. That was in the days of ultra marathons, and he's looking for something. Met with this lady who said, you know, you ought to take a look at CrossFit, and they've got competition. He joined that, and I want to hear about your road to your I want to hear about, you know, winning your award and throwing out the first pitch. I want to get to that later, but tell us about the road from 2014 to last week.
Okay, but let me just jump in. I really did do CrossFit for a while, and I was talking to these guys, Tom, during the break. You're either all in with CrossFit or you're not in at all. There's no middle ground with that sport or whatever you want to call it, is there?
I think you're right, John. I'd like to tell you too, though, that you know the sport is for everybody. It's super scalable. So, there's crazies like me and you probably that, you know, yeah. If you're going to do something, you got to be all in. Right. But then there's people that go to the gym and just want to stay fit. And, you know, the benefits of strength training, I think are widely reported now. It helps, you know, old folks like us to be able to continue to move in well into our 90s and, you know, not have to be dependent upon other people to take care of you. I mean, that's the main reason, but you're right. I mean, CrossFit is a crazy sport, a crazy fun, I tell you, but some people view it as, oh, that's too much, I'm going to get hurt. Well, you can, but you can at anything. And you just have to be aware of your body
But it is kind of scalable. I mean, you're not saying not everyone has to be Tom Famre to join CrossFit.
But I couldn't, you know what, but something, Tom, I couldn't do the rings.
John couldn't do a lot of that.
Back, I did burpees. I was Tom. Good at burpees.
We're going to talk about Tom.
I was good at burpees.
Yep. Okay, Tom.
But I couldn't do the rings, Tom.
All right. So, okay.
Yeah, the rings and the bar muscle-ups, those are all gymnastics. As you know, the sport of CrossFit is a combination of gymnastics, cardio and strength training, you know, weightlifting. It, you know, the people that developed this thing took those three disciplines and they said, hey, let's make a sport out of this. And it's moving. It's testing those kinds of three disciplines. I guess. But just to continue the journey, I quickly found out, hey, I'm pretty good at this. And then, as you guys know, the CrossFit Games were in California for probably 10 years or so. And one day in 2016, they said, hey, we're going to move this thing, this international event, we're going to move it to Madison, Wisconsin, of all places. And I remember thinking, oh, that's cool. I'll be able to go down there and watch the CrossFit Games and watch some of my heroes, you know, at the time, guys like Matt Frazier and Tia Claire Toomey, you know, the Brett Favres of the sport were going to be in our backyard, and I'll be able to watch them. And then I'll watch my peers compete down there. And so in 2017, you know, I made a road trip down there and, you know, sitting on the rails, watching these people compete. I watched my age group. At the time, I was probably, 54, 55 years old. And I was watching those athletes work and be tested. And I looked at them and I said, man, you know, they're in great shape. I've got a lot of work to do, but you know what? I think I can compete with these guys.
Awesome.
And that inspired me, you know, having this 2 hours away and going to watch it. It inspired me so much that I just dedicated my life to, not my life, I mean, but I dedicated myself to getting there. And so I made it in 2018. They took 20 people in the 55 to 59 age group. And I was number 20. I just made it in. And I placed ninth at the games that year. I made it in 21 as a 59-year-old. I made it last year as a 60-year-old. And we call it aging up. When you go from one age group, 59 to 60 to 64, that's when you really got to go. That's when you have the opportunity to do your best. My goal was to get on the podium, in other words, top three.
Right.
And I did that last year. And I thought that was, you know, check the box, just like running the Boston Marathon when I was a marathoner. I was like, okay, check the box, you reach your goals, Tom. And I approached this year as, you know, I don't think I'm going to do this competition again, because it's grueling. It's a 3-4 month process. You got to kind of dedicate your life to it. Do I want to do that again? And, you know, but CrossFit for me is like brushing my teeth in the morning. It's just become a part of my life. I don't dread it. I love it.
Well, don't you get that, what do they call that? Where you actually look forward to it, that endorphins, where you kind of look forward
endorphins.
To it. All right, we're going to,
sure.
All right. So tell me, we don't want to scare people away from getting healthy. Like, are you a teetotaler? Did you give up a lot of food and drink, or can you still live your life and do what you've done?
I think that's the secret sauce with cross. First of all, the secret sauce is the relationships you make, Jim and John. You know, you develop a whole new set of friends, 50, 100, 150 friends that you've never had before that are like-minded. And as we all know, relationships.
Yeah. Tom, can you stick around? I got a couple more questions I want to ask you. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yep.
All right, do that. And I just, you know, as I was preparing for this interview, I'm with Pat Paulson. Remember, he used to say, it's better to be healthy and rich than sick and poor.
Pat Paulson. Boy, you're pulling that one up from about 1968.
And that's still good. All right, Tom, hang on. We'll be right back after our break. You're listening to WGBW with Mind on the Mayor.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Revers. A deadly storm system hammering the eastern half of the country. It's now moving off the coast and leaving behind a trail of damage.
In Maryland, heavy winds toppled 30 power poles in Westminster, trapping dozens of people in their cars. Everyone in the 34 cars rescued after the hours-long ordeal. The storms are blamed for more than 1 million power outages after tornado watches and warnings in 10 states.
ABC's Derek Dennis. At least two people were killed in the severe weather. Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles are off the job today. It's a 24-hour picket in demand of better pay for sanitation workers, traffic officers, and maintenance officials. New deadline today for those on both sides in the Trump indictment over the election results to propose dates and times for a pre-trial hearing. Centers on the special counsel's request for a protective order. This is ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales representing justice.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, the beauty of the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors is they have exclusive hidden screens which can stay inside the window while you're not using it. It's phenomenal. With the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors, if you bundle and save 250 series patio doors and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That's a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31 this month. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are amazing. And the screens right inside the windows are phenomenal.
And a great company. Great customer company. Service. You know, the Kellerwitz boys who own that. And the great employees. And, you know, besides... You know, that's an awesome product, but they have a lot of
offerings. Yeah, a lot of great stuff there.
So you got to get down there and take a look at it.
And one other thing I have to say.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Just my imagination. Yeah, away with me.
Yeah, it's your imagination. Yeah. So, Tom, the reason we have
just
that.
Just my imagination.
John was talking about getting into CrossFit, so we thought we'd play Just My Imagination.
Oh, wow.
We know that ain't going to happen.
Okay.
But,
ignore that came
back,
from.
Back to you, Tom.
Big Wayne. Big Wayne is also in the
house. Right.
By the way, Tom, Wayne is a... Former bodybuilder, competitive bodybuilder. You're a champion, weren't you? State champ?
No, it was NPC Mr. Natural Wisconsin.
Okay.
2001.
But did you win it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. You're the state champion. I mean, that's phenomenal. And he's also a personal trainer, so he's right in the wheelhouse here. Hey, so I will let you two talk a little bit.
Right. Hey, Tom, the Big Wayne, the most muscular beekeeper in Suamico, quick question for you.
Well, that was a self-appointed title.
It was, right?
Where did that come from?
You gave it to me. You gave it to me.
No,
I did too.
Jim, did you?
No, not at all. No,
I just
want to reintroduce Tom, though, in case people just tuned in. Tom Famre is just a local guy, De Pere, Wisconsin, great kids, great father, great financial guy, and really back in 2000, he was always in pretty good shape, but really back in 2014, got into this whole CrossFit program. And as you've seen, unless you're living under a rock, Tom was named the second healthiest man in his age group in the world at the CrossFit tournaments in Madison. So in studio, we have Wayne, who's our, he is a bodybuilder, but he's also
was.
And he's a beekeeper. He really understands nutrition.
All natural.
And Tom, we want to talk about the road to being healthy. Is it as scary as maybe some of us who haven't been on that road for a while think? Or
let me ask you a question, Tom. So me, you know, being I was a bodybuilder, you're a CrossFitter. So when you compete in a sport that's very extreme like that, not just yourself, but your other CrossFit members, how would you task someone? How do you balance that with your everyday social life and family? Because obviously to become the second best fittest person in America, you're very dedicated, but you have to have balance and bring your family into it and get along that way.
Yeah, Wayne, it's you know, like anything in life, it's priorities, right? And it's what you determine in your life to be important. And you know, John asked me in the prior segment about, you know, what you have to do. Do you still have fun? Are you a teetotaler? Well, what happens is you start to experiment with things. And as I think everybody knows, nutrition is probably the most confusing topic on the planet. But, you know, where I dialed it in was just eating food. It sounds simple, but, you know, avoiding processed foods and things like that. And it becomes easier. You know, my wife bought into this, and she's the one that does the grocery shopping. She's the one that does the cooking. And, you know, we really went from, you know, not knowing much about nutrition to knowing a lot about nutrition. I mean, you just naturally learn a lot about it, and it's not hard. There's some simple concepts of, you know, And this is going to be contrary to, you know, what the government tells you should put in your body, you know, the old food pyramid. But, you know, one should really flip it upside down. You should eat your meat. You should eat your eggs. You should avoid seed oils and vegetable oils and lighten up on the carbs, no processed foods. I think John asked me about alcohol. You know,
John, I asked. On John's behalf, because John consumes a lot of alcohol.
Is that what a teetotaler is?
I have no idea where this comes from.
What is a teetotaler?
I've never drank a thing in front of him in my life.
John.
Okay, at a party once.
In the car on the way home.
Okay, that.
We had a whole glass of vodka. Right. Anyway, a teetotaler.
While you were going 90, I had to calm my nerves.
I was sober. Wow. Wayne, a teetotaler.
We apologize.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about that. I mean, is it giving up stuff or moderation? Because I want people to get healthy, and I'm one of them.
Is there? I think we're using the word healthy and fit together, and I don't think they were. I mean, somebody could be really fit but not healthy, can't they? And somebody can be healthy and not fit.
Good distinction, because that is very, very true. You know, like I said, there's just certain things that one should avoid, and the main thing you should avoid is vegetable oils, because they're very processed. You know, you got to stick to and that's an easy thing to swap out. I mean, olive oil and avocado oil and coconut oil, those are delicious, right? So you're not giving any flavor or anything like that, but that's probably the biggest thing you can do. You know, the other thing, you know, it's nutrition. That's what, you know, CrossFit on its own doesn't make you fit, but what it does is it makes aware for you, you know, the other parts of your life that can help you become healthy. and that is your nutrition, as we're talking about now. But also, you know, don't forget about sleep, guys, because that's probably, you know, number one on the list is making sure you're getting enough sleep. And I'm up early, which means I'm to bed really early too. But that probably, you know, changed my life more than anything else, is making sure you get enough sleep, especially as you age, right? So, you know,
with that sleep, and sleep, everybody says sleep is underrated, and you go and people talk about how important sleep is for your health. There may be some people who don't sleep all night. Were you on medication, or did you change your sleep habits? How do you get a good night's sleep?
I've never been on medication.
By running 5 miles a day and doing 100 burpees. And,
exactly.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it all kind of, I think it's kind of symbiotic in that when you exercise, you know, you get the right amount of work, and your body then says, well, you know, I want to rest now. So, I don't know. I just never taken any prescription drugs to begin with, but it's I think it all feeds on itself. Is exercise helps you sleep helps you exercise.
All right.
You know, you're just getting into a good routine.
That is good advice. Because
I'll tell you what your problem is, Jim.
Well, geez, John, we're gonna guest on here.
I know, but I'm just saying, you have kind of anxiety. Like you told me about a couple of times, like you'd wake up at 3:30 in the morning and like worried about the show, like, oh, what are you gonna be talking about tomorrow? What are you need to let things go. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't
right,
you agree?
Back
I think
to
you
our
got
guest.
The old mayor thing. I think that's. But I'm saying, wouldn't you agree though, Tom? Sometimes anxiety and stress, that's the biggest problem with people getting a good night's sleep.
100%, John. It's you know. Hey, I suffer from that too. You know, I'm working on a deal or I mean, at the CrossFit Games, you know, I've got this wearable device called a Whoop, WHOOP, and it tells you how you sleep. You know, are you ready for the next day's work? And you know, my numbers were crappy because, you know, I wasn't sleeping well. I was nervous. Mm. And, you know, that's natural. Everybody has that, but you know, you just don't want to sustain that for a long period of time.
So Tom, I don't know that we're, especially the people, well, Johnny and I will never be the second fittest man in the world, but some advice for people. Is there a great book you have? Is there a podcast you listen to? Is there, how do you get into, that was my phone. Sorry. Somebody just said they're really enjoying your interview. What do you advise for people that are kind of in your age group, 60 to 64, that would like to get back into shape so they can live to be a healthy 90?
Yeah, you know, I a lot of people have been talking to me about, you know, what just happened to me and what's happened to me and how I can share that with other folks and what I can do to change the course maybe of some people. I've got a very good friend who's gone through this recent journey and his life is changing too. He's getting off of medications for, you know, he's getting off of statins, which, you know, I don't think are very good for a human, but, I would just say, don't be nervous. Don't be scared to walk through the door. And it doesn't have to be a CrossFit gym. It can be anything. Just get yourself into a program that you move. And then everything else seems to fall into place. Okay, I just spent an hour at the gym, you know, working hard. Well, why would I want to go home and eat 6 donuts and ruin that? You know, it
right.
feeds upon itself, right? And I'd say just don't be afraid to walk through the door, because this stuff, you know, what are we all trying to achieve in life? We're all trying to be happy, and I think this is just a program, a prescription for happiness. And enjoying every day and smiling, and you know, this, you know, life is tough, but you know, you can really change the course of your happiness and not, you know, like I said earlier, not being a burden to your family when you're older. I think that's something you should do for your family. Right?
I will say this.
Take care of yourself.
This is awesome. A little thing, but there's nothing that makes a person feel better than when you put on a pair of pants and it's like, hey, these are a little looser than they were.
Or they this, fit.
I mean, you talk about endorphins or adult. What is it? That's
endorphins.
I mean, you feel
yeah.
so good with yeah. that accomplishment. I will admit that.
And Nielsen, what Tom's saying is that, you know, just by going and working out for a half hour, an hour, you don't have to discipline yourself with donuts. You're going to just know yeah. in your mind that, hey, look, I've got a new lifestyle going.
Remember when we started talking about this show and you said we're going to have like a treadmill in here and bikes and we're going to work out every day?
I did.
What happened to that?
I did. We've only been on the air, Tom, for a couple months. So we're working toward that. We need Tom in studio to help us. I don't know where to put
the
bike.
We got Big Wayne. He's a personal trainer. He already said he wanted us to do push-ups today and you said no.
I want the mayor to ask me questions once Tom's off the air. Okay. And then I'll answer what he's asking for.
All right, but Tom, you're an inspiration. I'm sure you're hearing that too. And when I read about you in the paper, I'm like, I know this guy. And what an example you are. And is it safe to say it's never too late to start?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, there's a woman in the gym, Lois. I think she's close to 70, and she is just killing it. She looks great, and she's smiling and. Like I told you, I've got a friend who's my age, 61, and he just started. His name is Dave Rickle. He just recently donated a kidney. He's a very selfless human being.
Wow.
And he got into nutrition and CrossFit because his doctors told him, in order for you to donate a kidney, you have to become healthier. And so he jumped on the program, and he's never been happier, you know. And now the doctors are saying you can get off of your prescription drugs, and it's life changing for people. And you know, I don't want to sound corny, but it really is. And just like I said, it makes you happy.
The people, I just want to, you know, we both know Erica from Newcomer, but just a great disposition on life, but she's very, very healthy, and she knows she's going to live a long time, and she's in control of her body and her wellness, and as are you and other people that really. And the other thing, I just want you to underscore that you can still have pizza and beer on occasion, and maybe ice cream. I mean, it's not.
Oh, absolutely. When
he really wants you to say yes.
Yeah. When the CrossFit Games were done, they broke out the pizza and beer for us. I had a piece of pizza and I got the worst stomach ache you can imagine. absolutely, you can't, you know, if you really want that stuff, eat it, but not all the time.
All right.
But what you're gonna find out is that it doesn't taste very good, as good as you thought it did, and it kind of gives you a stomach ache, and you're like, wow, why do I need that?
All right. So, well, this is great that you've been on here, that you're an inspiration. I mean, that's the only word that comes to mind, and reading about you, just thanks for sharing your story. The good things are going to happen to you. You're going to live a long time, and I hope you write a book or do some kind of podcast, and definitely want to have you back on our show. So, Tom, thank you. Congratulations again. Second fittest man in the world, Tom Famray. You're listening to WGBW, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM. We're going to be right back. Thank you, Tom. God bless.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 83. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 85. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 81. 77, chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show on WGBW.
Tuesday morning.
Was that interesting?
That was fantastic.
I mean, that guy is.
But there is a thing. That's why I brought up that one thing. There's a difference between fit and healthy. You can be healthy without being fit, and you can be fit without being healthy.
Just try one of them, John.
I'm just saying. But anyway, Big Wayne is here too. And Big Wayne is a professional bodybuilder, professional.
Just professional everything.
Personal trainer, the whole thing.
Wayne,
one thing I want to talk to you about, because I was mentioning to you that I eat a lot of cottage cheese because I was taking a bunch of pills, you know, for my blood pressure, cholesterol. Yada yada yada,
right?
Things like that, and then I was having like coffee with it, or a Diet Coke or Pepsi or something,
and 6 donuts.
So I had, you know, I'd have stomach problems in the morning. So I started taking with cottage cheese, which I'd never eaten before, really, and I really like it now. But it's so I asked Wayne, is that healthy? But then Wayne, so I want to talk a little bit about what are some of the foods people think they're eating that are healthy, which really are hidden, you know, have hidden ingredients that aren't,
or a healthy food, but you can find a healthier portion, a healthier segment of that food.
Right.
Let's just talk with cottage cheese, because I'm with Johnny. I like cottage cheese.
Well, especially like dairy products. You know, a lot of people think like, oh, yogurt, cottage cheese, they're healthy because it's got protein in it. But one thing you have to look out for when you're in the supermarket is, you know, because the as a nation, we're just kind of getting more away from the, you know, the home farm, blah, blah, blah. We're adding processed stuff. Is look at the ingredients, and cottage cheese should have 3 to 5 ingredients. It shouldn't have 10, 15 ingredients, because there's a lot of ingredients in there that they use to preserve the food. Salt, especially like in yogurts, yogurt can have a lot of sugar in it, because you see, oh, I want cherry, I want blueberry. And then you look at the serving size, and you're like, oh, I'm getting 30 grams of sugar in this, which, you know, sugar, unless you're super active, you don't need a lot of sugar, because otherwise, if you don't need it, it just gets converted to body fat.
And we, so Johnny and I, maybe you want to go look at our cartons, and I'll say plural, of creamer, because Johnny and I both have a little coffee with our creamer, and we're looking at the expiration date, and it was February of 24.
It's probably it's probably got so much chemicals in it, it doesn't matter. It'd go till next year.
I know.
It but does.
Maybe we should revisit
it's
that.
Bad for you. Cream is really bad for a person, isn't it?
No. Again, no. I mean, fat, you need fat in your diet. It's just you don't need everything else that comes along, because everyone's like, oh, I love cream, but then I want strawberry flavored cream. I want this and that. And then all of a sudden now it's just a big, you know, cotton candy mess.
Okay. We don't do that, but okay. Well, that's good. That's encouraging. What are some other foods that we think are healthy? Like, right? Because cottage cheese, you think is healthy. You think yogurt is healthy. You think that we're kind of missing it, or we need to read the labels closer.
So, things like a lot of processed anything in the middle of the grocery store, obviously, like chips, cereals, things like that.
I heard breakfast cereals are pretty bad generally, aren't they?
You know, but there is good. You know, you can get, whole, even breads, you know, like, oh, I've got whole grain bread here. But you look in the back and it's like 20 ingredients in this. I mean, you should have 4. Mrs. A-Frame Makers makes her own bread. There's basically 4 ingredients that should be in bread.
Okay, so that's good advice. So when we go to buy,
Thank
first
you.
Of all, isn't it Aren't you supposed to stay on the perimeter of the store? Yeah. Never go
in. I've never heard this before.
No, well, Johnny, that's true.
Okay,
stick to the right. Just
really?
Right, Wayne, is that true?
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's where they're laid out.
This is,
know what we're going to have? We're going to have Mark Scogan on.
Friday.
Tomorrow. Isn't it tomorrow? Or no, Thursday. I'm sorry. Thursday.
Mark Scogan, who owns Festival Foods,
we'll
is coming
about
on.
This.
But we're going to... But right? I mean, they tell you that... They tell you to do online shopping, but I can't do that.
I hate to tell people what to eat because the whole thing is be active, because if you're not active, guess what? You can eat healthy food and you're still going to get heavier and unhealthy. So you have to do something to spark your metabolism. And the more you do that, whatever activities you do, then the more off chart you can go. So like, you know, hey, I love Pop-Tarts. I love chips. I love, you know, I eat that stuff in moderation, but I'll never take it away because that's what I like. But I make sure on the other end, I'm doing what I need to do, exercising, going for walks, keeping my metabolism going. So that's how I balance every day.
But let me ask you this. We've talked about, I don't know if you were in here, but I said about the Navy SEALs where they tell those guys, eat anything you want, eat as much as you want. Because I guarantee you, we're going to burn more calories than you can consume.
A teenage boy athlete in high school, eat shakes, eat pizza, eat. Because their metabolisms are running 100 miles an hour.
Is there anything you can do? Because I remember something that a lot of there's another guy I want to talk to who was big into bodybuilding. But back in the day where, I'm trying to think of the name. Because I remember there's a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles that died from it. Ephemeral or something? It was a chemical you could literally buy. And it would get your metabolism really, really, really going.
Like
I can't
the burn
think of
stuff.
Well, yeah, like a
ephedrine.
That's it. Ephedrine.
Well, back in the day, the mix was you could buy ephedrine over the counter at gas stations because that was a bronchodilator. In fact, I took that during football games. It was crazy.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a heart attack or something. But it was you take an ephedrine, an aspirin, and caffeine. Combination, yes. And that was like the bodybuilder lose weight recipe, but you'd get a heart attack after
this guy went to spring training. He was like 30 pounds overweight. They said you're just not gonna make the team unless you know you got fat and sassy all off season. So it was in Arizona or Florida, so he was taking I think exactly what you said, Wayne, and then after the workouts running in like the hottest part of the day, you know, with like a sweatshirt on, and he dropped dead.
Your blood just goes boom, your heart boom.
And they said basically his heart almost exploded type of thing from that stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, that's illegal now, isn't it?
Yeah, they took it off the shelf.
That's what I thought.
As they should.
But is there anything else naturally that'll get metabolism going?
Just exercise. Just get up and go.
I mean, really, I was looking for such an easy...
So, I was telling Johnny that with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, we get into health, you know, the walk with the mayor, just anything you do to promote health and wellness in your community. And we had the, what's the head of the CDC? What's his title? Whatever.
What's the CDC?
Down in Atlanta, the people who run the
disease control.
And he came and said, "Look, he just had one of those little pill bottles. Because if I could write one prescription, I'm thinking about that with all the anxiety going on, depression, heart disease, diabetes. Because if I could write one prescription and put it in this bottle, it would be to walk 30 minutes a day." That's what he said to a bunch of mayors, 400 mayors there. And he goes, that's the prescription for health in your community. I know there's a lot more to it, right? With eating, right? But just like you said earlier, Wayne, is just to get out and move and hopefully we'll get
move and slow down. Everyone just needs to slow down. Everyone's so busy running here, running there. And then, I'm hungry. I'm going to stop at fast food. And then they're not getting sleep. Just prioritize.
Right. And like Tom said too, you don't have to be the world's second healthiest guy. I mean, you can just take it in moderation. And I hope
third.
We can get that. John would be third. He's getting there. Madison. So, all right.
Well, isn't there something about 10,000 steps a day or something, too?
Yeah, it's like a mile.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Again, it's just a goal. it's like this goal.
John. Let's try to think
John,
how far.
It's walking, not driving. So just.
Okay, from the guy who said this will be so great in the summer, I'm going to walk to work every day.
I'm thinking
and how many times have you done that?
Okay.
How many times?
We're out of time.
How many times?
We're going to be right back. We got a great next hour coming up.
Big
You're
Wayne
listening to
in the house.
Big
the
Wayne.
Most muscular beekeeper
Mino
in Swamico.
The mayor.
Back up.
WGBW.
Oh, football.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need. Only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.